Thanks again for listening. This is All Things Considered from NPR West. I'm Arun Roth, and this is the music of Rodrigo y Gabriela. They're a pair of former heavy metal guitarists who left Mexico for Ireland and developed an acoustic sound that's taken them from playing on the streets for change to some of the biggest stages on the festival circuit. Rodrigo y Gabriela's latest album is called Nine Dead Alive. Each track is dedicated to a different person, or in one case, dedicated to animals and nature. The piece you're listening to right now is for Fyodor Dostoevsky. Rodrigo Sanchez and Gabriela Quintero joined me at NPR West earlier this week to talk about these new songs.
We decided to pick 8 people, 4 male and 4 female figures from history that we think they're still alive among us. You know, their legacy is still among us through art, you know, literature, or we have some humanitarian people there. And we didn't want to pick the usual suspects.
They somehow improved humanity. So that's when you think about these people or their work, you think there is still hope for many things, you know?
People like Viktor Frankl, who developed the philosophy of finding hope after something like the Holocaust.
Yes.
And Harriet Tubman, exactly. Of course, the Underground Railroad. But there are more obscure figures as well, like Fridtjof Nansen. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Yeah. That's right. I mean, he was very important. He liberated almost 400,000 war prisoners. He was a very well-known figure in Norway, but he was involved in politics without really wanting after he was appointed the first ambassador in England from Norway.
And I should say the title of that track is Fram.
Fram, which is basically a boat that he, because he was an explorer as well.
It's a boat, but it means forward. I think that's the meaning of the word.
He didn't reach the North Pole, but he opened the whole bridge, you know, to go there. And he built this boat, which is amazing. And he kind of changed the whole perspective and techniques to sail, you know, to go and to break the ice and all that.
Let's talk about the Animals and Nature track, Torito. How did animals and nature affect the writing there?
There's no better humanity without us reconnecting with the animal world and the natural world. And I know it sounds super hippie and all these things, but I think it's important to kind of, for me anyway, to just share it like that, you know?
Do you ever take your guitar out in nature and just play outside?
Well, I live in Zihuatanejo, which is a part of Mexico that is, you know, at the end of the film, Shawshank Redemption, Morgan Freeman goes to Zihuatanejo because it's a paradise place. And it's not a mythological or it's not an invention.
Although
it's an actual...
it's not the actual place where he...
Yeah, but a lot of people...
It was probably Vancouver.
But a lot of people go to Zihuatanejo because of that film. And that's where I live. So nature is never out of tune, you know? Hmm.
Well, you have your guitars with you, and I know you have a song I think you're ready to play about a famous guitar maker, right?
Yes, of course.
It's called Soundmaker, and it's dedicated to the individual who gave us the modern guitar.
Yes, the classical guitar looking, which is the one we kind of play now.
Great. Yeah, let's hear this.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was great. It's really it's hard for me, because I have to be quiet over here. I want to make noises. It's hard for me not to grunt and make sounds when you guys are jamming like that. It's great.
Thanks.
That's Rodrigo y Gabriela with an in-studio performance of The Soundmaker from their new album, Nine Dead Alive. Gabriela, you take rhythm guitar very seriously. You're getting some serious percussion out of your guitar, though. You're smacking it and slapping it in different ways. What's that technique?
This technique is, well, I don't know what it is, honestly, but at the beginning I tried to play like a flamenco guy, but I couldn't pick those rhythms. And then living in Ireland as well, I met a lot of Irish musicians. They play the Irish drum that is called Baron, that is played with a stick, and that goes more with my technique. And when I saw a couple of Baron players, they're amazing over there, I thought, well, I can do that with a hand. My guitar playing and percussion parts, it goes more with Irish music than flamenco music. So, for instance, all this, you know, like, this.
That's Rodrigo y Gabriela. The new album is called Nine Dead Alive. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you guys
great.
For
inviting us. So, do one more song?
Yes.
Can I make a request?
I like
Misty Moses, the Harriet Tubman song.
Okay.
What do you think?
Okay, let's try.
I'll try to be quiet over here while you play.
Let's try that.
And for Sunday, that's All Things Considered from NPR West. I'm Arun Roth. Check out our weekly podcast. Look for Weekends and All Things Considered on iTunes or on the NPR app. And you can follow us on Twitter at NPRWATC. Happy Mother's Day and lots of love to the two best moms I know, my own mom and my wife. You are amazing. We're back next weekend. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great week.